Now, if somebody watches my channel, a video I did recently was about the whole age verification drama at OS level, this whole age attestation thing where operating systems have to create a mechanism for a user, let's say, or anybody to verify their age. When I say verify, it's like an attestation for the moment. But as you can imagine, that's probably going to end up being some kind of verification system. And when I talked about it, I mainly talked about the how ruinous this would be for Linux, Linux distributions, because they do not have millions of dollars, let alone billions of dollars like Microsoft and Apple, to pay the fines, let's say, for when even things go wrong that weren't meant to go wrong. Because a lot of the laws that are being crafted all over America, the Americas, and it's probably going to spread literally all across the world, because it's kind of started in the UK with the Online Safety Act thing. You know, distributions make peanuts compared to Microsoft or Apple. They cannot afford, they do not have this kind of money for these even accidental situations where they could get fined, where, you know, even with the best intentions, they put something in and whatever, who knows, they basically get fined for a failure to attest the age or attestation of the age. Okay, I hope that makes sense. And one of the distributions I mentioned was Hyperbola. In fact, it's the distribution I use as my main system right now. Hopefully you can see that on a 20-year-old 32-bit ThinkPad, an X60, and it's the chef's kiss of Linux distributions. And I was particularly concerned for Hyperbola because I assumed that, having been made in Brazil, they are located in Brazil. So I'm going to cover this today because Hyperbola is like the in the firing line at the moment. It is a ground level example because Brazil, who have created one of the most, let's say, brutal of these age attestation laws, where the punishment is millions of dollars, which only really something like Microsoft or Apple could pay, let's say, of the operating system level, Google for Android. I was particularly worried that, you know, a single download could ruin Hyperbola forever. And you've got to remember, Hyperbola is literally free software, you know, and obviously follows the Free Software Foundation type rules around privacy and all these kinds of things. And that really makes them unique in that, you know, it would be a contradiction of terms, really, for them to have these age verification attestation systems. So let's have a little look today. Let's see if Hyperbola is uniquely in line for Brazil's new law or not, as the case may be. So this is Hyperbola's their main page. And if I go into basically like the wiki for Hyperbola, it tells you, you know, what it is. That's fine. And interestingly, where it started. Okay. So Hyperbola was made in Brazil. Or the idea was from, you know, I think it was some kind of convention or university convention on creating a free operating system or doing something. I can't remember. It's all in here anyway. But so it was technically from Brazil. Okay. But interestingly, their web server is Luxembourg, right? And therefore, as far as I'm aware, there's no like OS level age attestation situation with the EU, which Luxembourg is part of, or in Luxembourg specifically at the moment. So I think, you know, they're okay in that regard. So the other thing I looked at was the mirror list. And when I looked at the mirror list on, I was going to show you, but I'm not going to bother bringing it up at the moment. I looked at the mirror list for, they used the Pac-Man package manager with their own mirrors and their own packages and their own servers. And there's some in South America, like Ecuador. Interesting, the only place in the USA I could see was Boston. And I'm not exactly sure the situation in Boston, but I couldn't see anywhere in like Brazil, which of course would make them uniquely vulnerable. So Boston might be an issue in the long term, because again, if, you know, the whole Boston area has some age attestation thing, they could be up for, you know, fines, which could be ruinous. So at least they've perhaps got time, because I think most of the US laws aren't yet, you know, in play. They're not yet, they've either been passed, but they're not active. So anybody who knows more can, you know, put it down in the comments and prove me wrong. Okay. So like I said earlier, they are uniquely vulnerable as well because of, you know, their idea about privacy, right? And that means, you know, not really taking telemetry, not really collecting data to be verified either now or in the future. And they have a specific thing here. I already got it there, privacy there. So, you know, you can read all that. That links to the Free Software Foundation's sort of articles. So this is their current version. And I did do an update to see if they didn't, you know, put in some kind of updates around age verification. I looked through their Git repository. I couldn't see anything. So obviously, I don't think they've done anything. But so what would the consequences be if, you know, they were located in Brazil? Imagine one of their servers was located in Brazil. Your mirror was set to download from Brazil. Well, this is, you know, kind of how serious it gets. $9.5 million, and that's US dollars, okay? Also known as whatever the Brazilian real is, it 50 million Brazilian reals per violation, okay? Or up to 10% of Brazilian revenue, whatever that is. I mean, I'll show you their revenue in a minute. It's non-existent, okay? So temporary suspension of activities in Brazil as well, so they wouldn't be able to operate in Brazil. Prohibition from entering Brazil, interesting. Mandatory appointment of Brazilian legal representative. So, you know, yeah, it's just like ruinous, right? This is ruinous for any Linux distribution, you know, even Ubuntu, even Debian, whoever, unless, you know, their bills are getting paid by Meta or Microsoft, you know, basically ruinous for them, right? However, this is what they have, right? $27 a month just in their Patreon, which is, you know, non-existent. There's nothing in it, right? They would just go under. You know, their personal liability as well, you know, they'd just be financially ruined. Okay. So thankfully, I can still recommend, you know, installing Hyperbola, running it without consequence. So I'm pleased about that, because, you know, imagine how crazy it is, you know, getting the download torrent or whatever and, you know, installing it, you know, that's potentially a $10 million liability for them. So that's good to hear. It looks like Hyperbola will survive, will continue to run. Unless you know otherwise, let me know down in the description. So there you go. That's like the coal face. That's like the, you know, the literal coal face of the situation we're facing now. And of course, people, you know, might assume, well, just geo-block everything, or just make it, you know, what, you can't really geo-block your way out of this, you know, because then you lose all your users. I guess the irony is, I'm sort of saying, you know, if you haven't got servers in certain places, but I don't know how this is all going to truly play out, but there you go. This is a sort of real world example, because 3 days ago, this law in Brazil was finally ratified, well, not passed, but enacted. And that's the situation. So there you go. Keep using Hyperbola if you're not already. Should be absolutely fine. We'll see how it develops, all these laws. But I just thought I'd show you a real world example that, you know, affects me, maybe affects you. So I'll leave it there. So you know what to do with the fake YouTube: like, comment, subscribe. And I want to give special thanks to the Patreons. That's Sol and Sean. Thank you guys very much, and I'll see you in the next one.